Hello, everyone. Hello. It's I'm Darnell.
I'm Angela.
And this is
Garrison House.
Yes, we are here having
podcast.
Video and audio podcast.
We're
here having a nice time today. Enjoying the day. Mm-hmm. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna go on ahead and just get our little stuff up that we always do so people
welcome
know.
And greetings.
Yes.
We like for you guys to go to garrisonhousepodcast.com. That's a long word. And check out our social platforms. Go to Facebook, like us on Facebook. Go to YouTube, subscribe us on YouTube, get notifications, like our videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple
Music.
We are on Cashmere TV. Hi, Cashmere. Hello, CashmereTV.com.
I forgot the theme. We're working on the theme. I think it's an interesting theme. I'm about to pull that up one day.
Yes. And we are. Yeah. So, however, Cashmere TV is a
24/7
programming.
That's it called linear. Broadcast channel.
Yeah, so you can watch Cashmere TV 24/7 and see different programs. We have cooking, we have music videos, we have ministry, we have
fashion movies.
We have interviews, sit down interviews, and everything. So
and you have us.
And
for those who know, we own it. So
and then,
we own that and BTV.
And while you are at GarrisonHousePodcast.com, you can leave us a tip.
Yeah.
And should we go talk about Bandcamp?
Oh, yeah. You can go to Bandcamp, GarrisonHouse.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
And you can pick up our music project.
Yes.
The Power of Resilience.
Is it Garrison House? Yeah. GarrisonHouse.bandcamp.com.
And it will show it again at the end of the program, if I remember to put it in there.
Yes.
But it's right there on the bottom of the screen. GarrisonHouse.bandcamp.com. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. You can go listen to our music. You can you can go purchase our music, and this helps build our platform.
Yes.
So you get something in return by donating some money to our platform, so we can continue to build, give you the best in content that we can, and just enhance the experience for you.
And we can go out there one day and go back to doing our food reviews. It helps us do those little fun things.
Yeah.
As you see, we added a new feature to the set. I'm not sure if anybody noticed that last week. We added a monitor, so we are doing things to make the experience a whole lot more fun. Changing some things. We're in the process of doing some fun changes. However, it's been great. We're getting ready to go into our third season.
Coming
in November. November's our third season. We're nearing the end of our second season. We're getting ready to start our third season.
Well, it'll be end of second season in November.
And
so there's a third season. I'm about to say.
So we're getting ready to go into our third season, and it's time to do some upgrades.
Yay!
And for those who don't know, we started at the bottom.
We started our band working way up.
We started in a little compressed, our office area.
Yeah, so depending on which Garrison House you get on, but yeah, we have the earlier videos showing that we were just in a little cramped up office, but look, when God dropped it, we picked it up and we kept it going. We dropped it in our spirits. I shouldn't say God don't drop nothing, but anyway, we took the ball and ran with it.
We're gonna turn upstairs to the studio and say, "All right, let's do it." We still had the equipment down there. Well, we had the camera down there our original camera that started everything. Mm-hmm. We still use that. However, it's always great to have a humble beginning, and that's what I like about. We started out, we didn't start out big, but anyway, let's go into our read. Being fit. Oops, wrong button. Being fit is more than what's on the outside; it's also on the inside. So, amtbfit.com. That is where I go, and I have been getting trained. I've been getting better. I've been tested. Yeah, you can see me in the corner there getting my getting myself together. So yeah, I am very happy with the results. I've been there almost a year. I've lost quite a bit of weight, and it's been an experience. You actually see me working out there. But anyway, you know, they use medical grade testing, patent pending process to measure your real progress, DEXA scans, VO2 max. Basically, it's about total wellness. So, you know, AM Total Being Fitness is where I go. Some of you heard about some Garrison House. Get in there. And actually, you know what? You can get one of those shakes. The shake that I'm on here is I did get my shake. Man, I actually brought it back to her, but it was delicious.
It's all natural protein.
Yes.
So I don't think that you're gonna go and talk about these little wimpy protein shakes you find, over-processed protein shakes you find at the store. Ain't that?
No, that's
it's all that. Natural no, protein.
That's carrot cake that I'm drinking there.
It's all natural.
And, but yeah, I've come a long ways, and I've been very happy with the results. She may be joining us for because I'm already there, so they're working out somewhere. She can come once a month, and but it's worth the investment. You're gonna invest. I tell people this: you're gonna invest in good health now or bad health later. So it's worth it. So going over there to amtbfit.com, get some information. You can call them at 248-480-0131 or send them an email at info@asandanthony.com, bsandbody.com, fsandfrank.com for those who are listening to us and they can't really see it on the screen. Just go ahead, go over there, tell them you heard about them on Garrison House, and they'll take really, really good care of you. So let's get into our topics today. We are going to talk about the rebranding.
Rebranding.
Yes, there's a lot of that going on. Now I'll let her start it out.
As you know, the recent rebranding they're talking about is Cracker Barrel. As you can see, where am I at? Right here, right? So they're talking about Cracker Barrel. So Cracker Barrel is the most recent. One of the things I was discussing with Darnell about, I said, is this what we considered, like, I mean, why? Is it, I mean, rebranding, is it wrong? I mean, rebranding a product, rebranding a logo, rebranding, that's common practices, rebranding. Now, once he gets his situated there.
I get to your broadcast.
Okay, so the top one, of course, is where the original Cracker Barrel. The bottom one is the rebranding of it. They removed the old country store. She removed the old man and the barrel. Okay. Now, as you can see, the other branding they were talking about, they're saying that it was, they're saying it's woke product now, woke marketing. And to me,
right? Like Corral, is it Corral House? We used to go Corral House.
No, Then Golden Corral.
Golden Corral looks just like Golden Corral's logo.
Right, right. So she did, and so they're saying, well, the CEO is woke and all that. Look, Cracker Barrel to me, whoever really even paid attention to the old man on the barrel. I didn't ever, so the barrel, technically it's really the barrel that is getting rid of in Cracker Barrel, supposedly.
You know, we're not going to say the, we're not, she's laughing at something.
Because if you think about it, right? But I'm just saying, I mean, we looked it up, and you can bring it back. And we looked it up and we realized, so I said, well, who is this? Is this the man, the old man sitting in the chair, leaning against the barrel? Is this something significant about it? And basically they're stating there's no significant with the old man sitting in the chair. He has no real significant value. He's just a fictional figure that they used. But however, he does have a name called Uncle Herschel, but it's not, Herschel was I think it was somebody's father or uncle, Uncle Herschel. So, and they just kind of added Uncle Herschel, or Herschel was somebody. I don't think it was even an uncle, but anyway. And so they just added, they just put a name to the little old man sitting in a chair. But however, this is not Uncle Herschel. So it's not like they're getting rid of somebody that brought the brand, brought the label to where, to the brand, to where it is. So to me, I think it's just a rebranding of the logo. That's to me, that's kind of what I looked at it. I don't see this is anything significant based on what the other taking away of certain images on certain products.
And for me, it's always been, I'm gonna bring this back up. It's always been a hot spot for me when they took Aunt Jemima off, Uncle Ben, and the Land O'Lakes girl. It's like, to me, you know, we scream, we want representation, but they took away our representation because now we don't have a representation as a Black person on products. Yes, that's now there is a racist background to the Aunt Jemima or Mina. We used to call it Jemima here in our hood, but it also
became, yeah, Aunt Jemima.
But then they start calling her Aunt Jemina. Okay, whatever. The racist background to it was basically is Nancy Green, who was Aunt Jemima. She was a slave, former slave, born in 1834 in Mount Sterling, Kentucky in 1890.
She was
a slave in 18. She was born in 1834. I layered it. Y'all can read along with it. And in 1890, the R.T. Davis Milling Company hired Green to be a real-life spokeswoman for its newly, which I don't understand. Oh, yeah, we were reading it right. Newly acquired, ready-mix, self-rising pancake flour, Aunt Jemima. She was hired to portray the minstrel show image of an African-American mammy, or back in the day, we just called them Black mammies. The woman who worked for white families raising their children, today they're called nannies. She was one of the first African-American models hired to promote an American product. And her first appearance was in 1893, because, you know, that's how it started. And she portrayed that character until 1923, to her death. She portrayed that character for, wow, 33 years.
She
played that character for 33 years. She started in 1923. She died in 1923. So basically my grandma was 5. My grandfather was...
I get it, but how old was she then? She was 33 years old. She died.
She was born in 1834, so she was almost 100 years old.
Oh, I'm about to say.
She was 90-something years old.
You said 33 years. She was.
She played that character from 1890
to 1923.
They hired her in 1890, and she played that character till 1923. Ah, okay. And they said she used her stature as a spokeswoman to work on anti-poverty initiatives and equal rights activism in Chicago. So she used her fame to, you know, build up stuff. And then we have Uncle Ben. I'm still trying to read up on his, but, you know, basically what the AI is saying, basically the same thing. And to me, you know, Uncle Ben's rice was rebranded as Ben's Original in 2020 due to its name and image being rooted in racial stereotypes. And it goes back to how it happened. So basically,
it goes back to like the Uncle Tom and Uncle Tom's and the uncle. I don't think they really like the uncle, so it looks like they drunk the uncle, but just took Ben's and took his picture off the boxes. So right. Now it's just Ben's Original and without his picture. So they kept his name,
right.
But to me, I mean, a lot of people nowadays, look, if you have a product,
don't put your face on it. 100 years, they're going to say it's racist. So if you're a Black person, you build a product, you use your face as the brand, the future is going to say, well, that's racist, but the person who created it was Black.
The concept is that some organizations, activists felt that the companies were profiting off of the backs of Black people, and the Black people are not getting their worth, but yet and still they holler reparations, they're offering this and in exchange, because all they want now is free money, you know. But that's kind of how it's to me. Uncle Ben's, I mean, The thing with Uncle, they at least they kept his name Benz on there.
I mean,
with Aunt Jemima, they took the whole name and image.
Everything.
They took the whole name and image. And you think about it, they probably wanted that done in a long.
Well, the thing is they were still paying the Green family residuals. So the Green family was still making money.
Mm-hmm.
The family was still getting revenue. They were really upset about that because they're the ones who were making revenue. They were getting checks. And now those checks are gone.
And I could see the Land of Lakes. Sometimes it was okay. It was needed probably in earlier times. But yes, I could see things can get a little bit of stereotype and get a little bit of a little bit. But however, maybe instead of using the Indian version looking. And maybe you should have got a Native American woman model or somebody to portray the image on the Land O'Lakes.
Technically, from what I'm reading, it was a Native American model because the Native American redrew the character.
I get it, but however, it's the clothing, what she's wearing.
Well, she's wearing traditional.
With the feather.
See,
at the beginning, yes. I mean, I think at this time it does probably do need rebranding where they, as I say, if you still wanted to use Native American instead of using the older looking portion of her, maybe a newer image and maybe use a Native American model. And maybe have, you know, something a little bit more.
As you read there, 1954, I can't say his name. He's Chippewa tribe. You know, we Seminole and Cherokee tribe members can't say those names, descendants as we are. A Chippewa Indian or Native American or indigenous, whatever people call it today, redesigned the logo, refining the woman's features, attire, and background. So, this all was going on in 2020. That's when the Redskins controversy was going on, when that was the original team was a Native American team to begin with. And so technically, the art was, it was something that the Native Americans, they reached out to Native Americans to rebrand the logo because they wanted to, you know, in all fairness, at least they did do that. They made sure that it was some accuracy because in the Native American culture, there are certain items, certain garments. She's never been to a powwow. I've been to a powwow. They're actually very nice to go to. So they did put her in the traditional, I forgot what that is called, but that is something that they do. They wear when they're going to like powwows. You'll see the Native American women wearing that. And they did give her more of a, now I don't know who did this version. She looks a little less Native American, but she is. She doesn't look like my grandmother or her grandmother, who are partially Native American. But they did rebrand, which is fine. I mean, look.
So this is the newer version. I'm assuming. I don't know.
That's the new one.
This is the new version. So they got rid of the person, and so now this is the newer look since 1921, Land of Lakes. Now, did it tell you why they used a Native American woman?
I mean, I'm not sure. A lot of the stuff that's in our culture, our food culture, did come from the Native Americans. We learned when they came here, a lot of the stuff that was happening did come from Native American teaching how to do it. So it could be, that's probably where it came from. Not sure the real origin and... however, they did, but the point is, the original, so all they did is they took the original Chippewa Native American image and erased the lady. So you got to realize, the logo was drawn by a Native American. The same thing, now you see there, let me explain in our drawing what we have in our picture. Bring that back up. We have on there, we had Cracker Barrel, a man who was a fictional character, Uncle Ben, who's a fictional character. We have Aunt Jemima, which is a fictional character based.
Wait a minute. So Uncle Ben's was fictional?
Yeah, he's not. I mean, I don't think. Well, they don't say who was the model of Uncle Ben. They never tell you who's the model of it.
But Uncle Ben, there's so. Why did they call it Uncle Ben's then?
Basically, it was introduced to a Texas farmer. Basically, did it. And actually, that's Frank. I guess they said that's Frank Brown, maitre d'. So that's Frank Brown. He's a maitre d' in Chicago.
Well, then maybe if he has no imaging purpose, the fact that they just choose to put a black man on a box.
Who was a maitre d' in Chicago.
And then they rebranded, call it Uncle Ben's. I can see it.
Well, the reason why not here, one, here
least,
it is.
At least that one.
The thing about this is a lot of these companies, because that was Nancy Green and that's a maitre d'. What they did is, and this helped y'all out, it was actually for the racist, and they know it says racist roots, but from my understanding, from some of the things I've heard and from some of the older people who lived through the whole thing, it was designed to put a black character in racist kitchens. So if you are a racist, but you like Uncle Ben Rice, you like Land O'Lakes, you like Aunt Jemima, guess what you got? You're going to have in your cabinet.
I think this also goes back trying to get the black buyer, consumer. The women housewife consumer. These things could have came from the Jim Crow era. Who knows what they came from? But this is reason why this is. So I looked it up and said, why did they use Native American on the packaging? And they stated Land O'Lakes was used a Native American depiction of it on its logo because the company and many consumers associated Native American history and culture with the land and its waters, which was seen as a way to honor Minnesota's rich history.
And again, this all happened in 2020. They were erasing all minorities off of products, thinking and saying, this is good. Actually, moving forward, did it damage them? Yeah, I believe it did damage them because quite a few black buyers said they weren't, people I know, a few of them said, I'll never buy that brand because it doesn't have a black person on the product. So you do have some black individuals are like, no, I will not support that product because, you know, we're not represented. There's no representation. And so people do want representation. But when you remove that, people feel some kind of way.
I don't know. I don't think I would want. Look, if it's black owned and black bought, maybe I'll think about it. But just because a major company was doing it, maybe at the time we needed representation. And so they were trying to get our black consumers, so they put black people in boxes. I get that.
They're trying to get them racist people upset. And they bought it, and because of the stereotypes, these are Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima were accepted in a lot of these racist homes.
And still, they still have Mrs. Butterworth.
And they had little Debbie. They have
Mrs. Butterworth was a black woman.
Well, they had Little Debbie still going on.
The Cracker Oaks guy.
But we'll leave that alone. Move on to.
And I think Little Debbie's is the actual person who developed.
Well, it's just a matter of time before they take Little Debbie off and Wendy off and.
And I think they, you know, so if
it's if you're a black person
and if you did a product, you put yourself on it, that's fine because you're black. You can't take yourself off your own product.
The future right,
but you never know if you sell your product for a return, they may, you know, eliminate you altogether.
And Wendy's logo is still in around, which is Dave Thomas's daughter, so yeah.
I mean, because the thing is called.
I remember they used to come to Detroit.
If I had a product, I'd put my daughter's name on it. Sure, why not?
Yeah, and you know, Wendy's is their headquarters, a 4-hour, 3-hour drive from here. Let's move to our next topic here. We have the famous thing that's going on.
And kind of rolling into the rebranding into the boycott.
Now, a lot of people are saying, I guess she knows, so she's been following up on this. I'll let her do her part, and I'm going to. I guess the CEO of Target stepped down. One thing about Target, as a former team member, both of us are former, well, actually our daughter is too, but we're former Target employees from like 30 plus years ago. The culture, in my opinion, has not changed. It's not the best employee friendly
environment. When we started, one thing about Target was very customer oriented. You were called guest. You were not called customer. Mm-hmm. You were called guest. And so we always had, we always called them, and we were team members. And then we had team lead, managers, where it's called MTLs, I guess, I don't know.
Management team leaders.
So something like that. Leader, right. And so, which is fine, you know, but I think they lost some focus on their employees. And they, and it, even back then when we worked at Target in the early 90s, which is probably still now, they will only promote or hire who they want to. You can go through the whole spiel and put your application in, but no matter what you do, you can flip flop, you could run around the store, all around your store, all you want to, and do everything. But yet that does not equate to you getting a promotion.
As somebody who held a different kind of title at Target, signing supervisor, I was promoted before, but they listed it, and I was already told that I had the job, but people were going for it, and I already knew I had it. I already had the promotion. The STL and all the
management because you were tall.
I think that's why, because I was tall. So I was the signing supervisor at the Target store we worked at, and it was a short-lived promotion because I got a job. I got my dream job, and I bounced up out of there.
But that's kind of how it was. I mean, right. That's what they actually did, because they tell you, okay, well, we have to, for semantics, we have to post it, but however, we're going to give you the job.
Yeah.
And so it didn't matter. They already know who they were going to give the job to. And
somebody who doesn't know the inside, because they were coming up to me asking me, I was like, well, I mean, I hope I get it. I'm acting. Oh, man, I hope I get it. I went for it. And all the ladies were like, yeah, I went for the job. Did you go for it? And I'm like, yeah, I went for it. And I already knew I had it. So I had to play an actor role, like, man, I don't know. I mean, I hope
and,
I got
and
it.
And the thing, too, is, and it's, and we, and I mean, I don't think I ever shopped Target in such a long time until my daughter. Now, we talking about cut, what, 30 years later, almost?
Yeah.
Right?
Culture didn't change.
And didn't change nothing.
And she's at a different store.
Totally different store.
Where we worked at,
and you know, they did, and they were kind of cruel, not cruel, but they were nitpicking. That's the problem. They were starting nitpicking with her, and she's like, look, I'm gone, you know, for $10.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. Y'all sitting here trying to boycott and be mad at Target for removing stuff, and they were only, I mean, look, there's a lot of things you can boycott Target for. Removing DEI was not one of them. It's just because, and they were only doing, I think it was $10.50 an hour. And this was, what, 3 years ago almost that she had it? And it's probably still the same amount.
Target is that, and again, not to disparage Target, but let me say, as people who we worked there, I still have my Target badge. Okay. The culture at our Target was weird.
I got lied on.
She was front lanes. Front lanes was very,
I got lied on. I was told something happened. I got confronted in front of customers. They told me, yes, you can go into this part of the department during the Christmas season. They said you're gonna get, you didn't get promoted. However, I will give you the upgraded to, since you're going into this area during the holidays.
Oh,
and they told me, no, they told me, oh, she never said that. I looked at that woman, I looked at her, and I'm like, and she looking like, and no one can watch, she's sitting there lying. And they know she lying, but yet they're trying to tell me that I didn't hear it right. She say, oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I got on it. And then the store manager was black, and he was in his other office, and he must have heard him, because by the time I got downstairs and went into that office, they got the phone call, oh, we're going to give it to you.
That's when you went to cash office?
Yeah.
Cause she went to cash office.
And then the next season, they got a new manager for front lanes, and they said, oh, they told me that you, oh, I said, oh, you know, I'm interested in probably doing it. And I didn't care about the extra 50 cent. But then the new manager of a front lanes, well, she said, oh, they said that you were leaving early, and you was always leaving early.
Yeah.
Now that's what Target, they told me I Target, could do.
Yeah, Target was really good at setting you up.
For yeah. Training. Yes,
and they haven't changed. They set
and
you for
that's the reason why we should.
Yeah, I mean, as people who worked there, she worked there. Her and her dad, her father worked there. He went to maintenance. He actually worked there longer, about the same amount of time she did, but he moved from the stock to building services. He got out of that and went to building services, so he was all at different targets. But she worked there and dealing with the culture there. I dealt with the culture. I saw the culture. But I'm one of those guys who know how to. I know that you're against me. I started in retail. I started at, I guess Big Lots is gone or partially gone. I started at Big Lots in 88, and I learned the game then. I've worked many positions in retail. I've been stock person. I've actually had a backup cashier. I've been the signing guy for stores. And I'm going to say the one thing I've been that scared a lot of people. I was loss prevention. I was one of the secret loss prevention people who worked. I was stock and loss prevention for one retail, well, I'll just say for Big Lots. Had employees who were stealing in front of my face. I let one get away and she quit. She never showed up because I'm too tired. I want to go home. I don't feel like.
And one of the things too is the fact that even with Target, I said I haven't shopped Target until my daughter worked there, and so we went back. I got a Target card. Yeah, I got one. But the thing with that is I may have used it once or twice since she left, and maybe used it once or twice. I think the last time I used it was probably 6 months ago, even way before the boycott. And there's really no product anymore.
No.
There's just no product. And you used to go to Target, you used to be able to find products, you used to find interesting items or things that you don't think you find anywhere else. And it wasn't the same when we used to work there in the early 90s going into 2000.
I prefer Walmart. If I need to go somewhere and get something.
Walmart had everything.
Walmart is a hypermart. See, right. Target's thing is Target, when we were there, Target was in the process of becoming a hypermart.
Right. It didn't have a grocery store.
And that's when a lot of people don't know about the format Target Greatland. Target Greatland was a format that was supposed to be, because at the time, Walmart was really starting to dominate. So you have Target, and then also in Michigan, we have Myers. And Myers was starting to spread outside of the Detroit area, started spreading out. Myers, and we call it Myers, even though people say, why are you calling Myers? Because it used to be called Myers 50 Acres. So Myers grew, and they're a hypermart.
Myers is right.
Yeah, Myers and Walmart are identical. They're hypermarts, meaning that inside the store, you have the retailer's personal products, but you have vendors who are in the front of the store who have basically just call it booths. You have hair care, and those are most of the time, Myers did it where they're independent. So you have jewelry stores. Now we used to have a hypermart Kroger where you can go to the Kroger, I'm not sure, and shop, and we had a jewelry store in it. So that was a concept that was going on. They were creating these hypermarts where other smaller businesses can be inside a flagship of
a grocery store, right? Well, Walmart does that too. Walmart has you have the salon. Now it has nothing to do with Walmart, but however, you can go get your hair done or whatever. Right. Whoever owns the salon there, you can go to the salon, optical and all that stuff. So, but Kroger
is,
and then Walmart's. it went into the pharmacy side of it. So Target, he has something here showing that was it because now they're saying that their sales are down and they think they fired the CEO, I want to say.
Yeah, of course. I used to own stock in a particular retailer that's now out of business. And that's somebody who held stock. I can tell you, it's not down. It's just basically quarterly they're doing pretty bad. But you see, some negatives. I guess they had 3 months in a row of negative, but years back they had 5 months. And the issue I have with Target is part of that entire, let's go 1 year here. They had January, they had some negative months. Yeah, this year has been negative. But to me, as somebody who used to work for the then Dayton Hudson Corporation,
right. That's where I was going to go. That's where you thought.
We were Dayton Hudson.
Right. Because Target at the time, Target is a Minnesota based company. Right. So so when it was Dayton or was it Hudson?
Dayton bought the Detroit-based Hudson. The
Hudsons. Then they changed it to
Dayton Hudsons.
No, I think they just changed it to Hudson.
But
they kept Hudsons here in
the
area.
Store here.
Hudsons. Right. And then they sold stock to Target. So then Hudsons and Target were on the same ticker tag.
Marshalls.
Right, all that, all that. And so, right. So it became Target Corporations who bought Hudson. So I worked for Hudson's too. Okay. So if you had a Target card, you were able to use your Target card at Hudson's.
And vice versa.
But it got confusing to most people because they didn't know who were they paying. Were they paying their Hudson card? So when they would go to Target to pay their Hudson card, they didn't know what, you know, they thought it was just paying the card. They didn't know that there was two separate things on the card. So that's kind of how it was. So when we got married, just a little fun fact here. We both worked at Target.
Yep.
And then Hudson's had a travel agency.
Yes.
And so, it was a travel agency. So we booked our honeymoon through Hudson's Travel. I think I was working at Hudson's.
No, you were at Target.
Yeah, and they were like, well, we could give you the discount, but we can give it to husband. I said, well, he worked there too. Oh, so since both of us worked there, so I think we got about $150.
I wouldn't start working for a WLP.
Right after the discount.
After we signed that paperwork, I'm out.
It was a travel resort. It was a charter plane.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a charter jet.
We were the youngest ones on
the plane. And we went to Vegas for our honeymoon, and it was a charter plane. And it was only at the time, by the time we paid for it in discounts, hotel and plane, it was like $700
and we had a lot of perks.
$700 plus we went to the Hoover Dam. That was like it was extra. And we could buy a lot of extra stuff, but yeah.
We saw the Rockettes.
Right. We saw the Rockettes.
And I think we had a discount. We had perks. They actually gave you perks.
All right. You basically, they're on the plane, on the charter plane. The stewardess, she would go, the flight attendant goes around and says, did you want to buy this package? So we're like, sure. And it was like $30, $50, $40.
We saw the Rockettes. It was actually, I forgot we saw the Rockettes. It was a fun, and every once in a while, I found some of our souvenirs from our Vegas honeymoon. If I locate them again, I'm going to bring them home because I've stumbled across them a few times at our storage locker.
Yeah.
But on the Hudson's boycott, I don't think, we boycotted Bud Light. Bud Light was the most devastating boycott in the history of boycotts. That's the reason I have Bud Light on there. Bud Light was the first serious boycott, and a lot of people are feeling, well, we can do the same thing. Bud Light got almost wiped out of existence.
I think the funny thing about the whole Target and these Christian leaders, supposedly, they're talking about they boycotting Target for DEI, but yet when they had the whole controversy with the certain community, they were like, they had nothing to say about it.
No, because they picked.
Now I'm not saying all Christians are not mean to certain communities. No, but I'm just saying we all know how it goes, and so that's kind of interesting.
We did this in a prayer, and I prayed on it. I wish I could play that, but we don't have enough time. But I had during our when we did a prayer guard this past week, we're not on this week. It just came to me, the spirit of division, and it was so bad that's what's going on, even the church and all that. But anyway, we won't go into that because that's a ministry level stuff. We're gonna go into our next topic.
Well, maybe we still could go to his ministry level stuff, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Honey, why you got this 15 minutes? That's okay. You go 15 minutes. We ain't going 15 minutes on this. It's just something we're talking about posting, because I think the last one we talked about how the parenting one where the parent posted their children, their young children being punished because they've always been fighting, supposedly been fighting. And so she thought it was cute to show how she would put a oversized t-shirt with all the sayings on it, something, and it was put over her, and they in order to put them together, and then they had her had them to make do chores together. And you can see when the first shot comes, the girl had her head covered. And then, then sometimes she had a head covered. And, you know, look, you are a parent. You're supposed to be protecting your child. But yet, this was about you. This had nothing to do with children. They're like, how's that embarrassing? I'm like, I guess the only thing I saw as a mother.
I think the issue is we're old school, and we are parents, and we understand that there's certain things you don't do to your children and post. That was something that's supposed to be a private moment that they shared, and it got mm-hmm. picked up and went viral, similar mm-hmm. to the lady who just recently lost her job at Burger King that mm-hmm. I saw the post on.
Right. Right. I mean, she if you don't remember, she was on a 12-hour shift by herself. And somebody recorded her thinking that it was trying to help or do good for her. But anyway, I think it was about a couple of weeks later, 3 or 4 weeks later, she got fired. And they told her she got fired was because she was coming to work late. And she was trying to get her children together. So she got fired. So she posted herself and crying, and she said, you know, this is my children. I need my job. And so basically I read in a post, maybe, I don't know, that, you know, of course Burger King may have gotten fined or something because she was on her own and running a whole store by herself. So maybe it was like retaliation, but they used the thing about her being late to get rid of people. You know, they find some reason to get rid of you without having to try to get
sued. She wasn't fired by Burger King. She was fired by the franchise owner.
Right. Well, still, and, I mean, that is Burger King. Franchise owner owned the Burger King, so it don't matter who it is.
Kaya Hamilton, mom of three, Burger King worker who was forced to run a store alone, fired by franchise. Which means, she's out of South Carolina. And basically, she's running an entire Burger King by herself. And then they said over attendance issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand what she's saying. You know, she's making sure her children come first. I understand. I look, we're parents. Mm-hmm. We understand. And however, you know, I'm sad she lost her job, for one. She is a hard worker. And that's sad to hear that she's a hard worker. And for her to lose her job, and they said right. over her thing. But my caveat is this. Sometimes you do have to be aware of your time. As somebody who has a business where I deal with clients, I've lost gigs because I was late. And you can have the talent, but they're not looking at the talent. They're saying, well, you showed up late. We know you, you know, we know you're really good. However, it is what it is. And it's sad. I hate to see that she lost her job. She lost her job on August 8th.
And I'm quite sure she's somebody showed compassion and some other go to another Burger King and hopefully McDonald's or, you know, maybe. But how many years she had in? How many would they match her pay? You know, that's the thing, too.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to stand with her on one part she says in her comment. and this is why the franchisor needs to pretty much really be ashamed of themselves too. Even though I said earlier, however, she says, my kids come first. Quoting her, y'all don't pay for no babysitter or nothing, end quote, she said.
Yeah. I mean
if you see she says she's having problems with children.
And the reason why she was working by herself is because some people ain't showing up.
And she
called off and didn't show up.
And so she's working this job because she has to take care of her three children. This is a woman, and you know, this is the peril of the single parent household. I'm going to assume she's a single parent. This is one of the major problems being single parents. Well, I grew up in a single parent household.
Yes, baby.
And as somebody who grew up in it, my mom was a little bit different than the mothers of the day. My mama said, okay, go to school. Don't open the door. I'm gone. So you got to fight for yourself.
And one of the things, but we were talking about posting. So you're thinking that you're going this viral videos and trying to get viral videos and you're posting this stuff. And look, sometimes in the long run, it may not even help you. People, and of course we have these keyboard warriors who will go around and find some fault in what you did. This is the one we're talking about where And this is what they posted. Brother and sister were fighting, so I did this. And then the T-shirt. Now, she made a specific T-shirt for this. At what point was this T-shirt came in? You know, this is family. No one fights alone. I mean, so have they been doing this all the time? I would pay the video, but I just didn't want to show their faces. That's the only reason why I'm not paying. And so that's the reason why. Right. And you can see the little girl, she has her hand over her face because she
her chin looks like our daughter's chin.
So, and it's like, I'm like, okay, I mean, look, I get it. And, you know, people are positive in the comments. Oh, my mama used to do that. My dad, you know, this, and this. So it's just silly stuff that they did. They making them wash dishes by them, why they have this T-shirt, with one hand, the other one, you know, sweeping. And then at the end, she posted them reading a book. But I just thinking that, you know, this is not.
The person saying in the comments, I wish I would have thought of this. Why?
Why? I mean,
Why would you? I mean, you just thought about it and done it, but don't post it.
Her thing was, what was it? They were saying that they were only ones that you only have each other. Yeah, that's what it was. It said, you only have each other. They'll remember this forever. Yeah, they're going to remember it, all right.
Guess what? Nothing on the internet dies. So they're going to remember it. Their children are going to remember it. Their children's children.
And they go to school. That's the thing. They got to go to school. The kids are cruel. I mean, they're not going to be thinking it was funny, ha-ha, or they don't think on a parent point of view. No, they're going to think on kids' point of view. I saw you on viral. Y'all had to wear a T-shirt, blah, blah, blah. You know, they will start doing stuff, you know? That's the reason why I said you got to be careful what you're posting on the internet.
And then we're going to go to our next topic.
Hold on. I got one more thing. Reason why I was saying that. Also, I've seen on internet, look, if you are in a group of people, okay, and you weren't taking a picture of, let's say you were at graduation, right? And you were taking a picture of your child or whoever at graduation, but however, there's people standing around, but you didn't crop them out, you post the whole picture. Please be careful, you know, because you didn't get permission to do this. Now we're going back to the whole thing about the astronomer who's having an affair, you know. So and then, or if you're doing a selfie in a theater and you want to take yourself and you want to post it, please be mindful of the people behind
I'm gonna give you a tip. If your phone has this mode called portrait mode, use portrait mode because it automatically blurs out
right
the images and that protects the privacy.
Right, so be careful. Right, please be mindful
because somebody may be on having an extramarital. And you're taking a picture, and you don't know who's going to see that picture.
Right.
Everybody, there's one degree of separation. All it takes is one person. Hey, isn't that so and so? That's not his wife. People are nosy. They're looking in the background. Who's in the background? So yeah, be careful what you
post. Be careful what you post. And please be mindful of the people around you. Right. Once you take the picture, you can crop it out. Before you post it, I know it's a good case. You're just happy. All you're really seeing is that your loved one in the picture, but you have other people, and it's not like they were doing anything. It's the point. The fact is, it's just the fact that you don't want to post other people's images on the internet. And
at the media, you don't as people who in media. If I'm doing a production and I know it's gonna be a lot of people. And I'm focusing on one person. We have ways of making sure the background is out of focus, and we do that because we don't want everybody in our shots. But at the same time, portrait mode is your best friend. If you're planning on posting it on the internet, if you're not posting on the internet, do what you want to do. But if you're posting on the internet, and actually in today's apps, you got apps now that will blur out the background. So do the editing before you post, because it's not right. And also, do not secretly take people's pictures. Like today, she saw the guy who's driving down, on the way home from service, from dinner. The gentleman was holding a sign saying, I'm being honest. I just want weed, want to buy weed. Now, some people may have taken his picture, but I'm not going to just take his picture and post it on the internet, because that's not fair to him.
I think you can take a picture or you just shade his face out.
Yeah.
And, or maybe right, find him and give him this weed.
Right. You know, so it, I ain't getting no weed. But anyway, that's some of the things you got to be mindful of. And our favorite topic.
Things we find on social. Yeah. So, honey, you can look at yours and see what you can find.
Let me see what I can find happening here today on social media.
This one, this one was, it might be a little bit long, but it's kind of cute. It was funny. So, okay. Let's do this one.
Okay, because I don't know what Willow Smith is doing. Cussing?
Yeah, nope, maybe not.
Okay. Oh, we can't have that.
I'm sorry.
So I'm at the, we're gonna have to edit.
Oh, that. Okay, here we go. This one's funny.
All right, here we go. Whoa, car hit the.
Yes, they are influencers, and the car, a car rammed into the window and hit them. And this is actually true. This actually did happen. This was not fake. This actually did happen.
Wow. God.
Woo. And the question I had, where did they have the camera?
I mean,
because the camera was not touched.
The cameraman never dies. Don't you know that?
And if somebody was holding the camera, they didn't flinch. So where did they have the camera and how it was set up? Because the table's way on the other side. And I'm quite sure there was a stool or a booth across from them. So where did he have the camera set up at?
The cameraman never died.
they held it. I mean, and they rammed him into it. So that's my question. I'm thinking to myself, where was the camera? Who had the camera? What kind of equipment did they have? The tripod? Or what was the tripod? That was kind of interesting.
The cameraman never died. That's a joke. If you ever follow enough of these videos, everybody says, y'all know the cameraman never. I bet we looked at the comments, living proof, the cameraman never dies.
So, yeah, I think maybe they had it in the aisle or something. I don't know.
It was probably on the bench. And if you look at the people in the background, they're literally like flabbergasted. But the grace of God is on them, because they did not, you don't see a scratch on them. Only weird thing, you know.
I mean, they were able to ram themselves in it and they backed up. So it looks like they might have been live too. So maybe they were live and somebody saw them and they didn't like it, or they were mad because they rammed them into it and it was able to ram and then backed up. So usually if it was an accident, you kind of just rammed it and you stops. But no, they rammed and backed up. So yeah,
they must have gave a bad review to somebody. The only thing I got is if you go to my ex feed, I did an interview with Grok, and she laughed at me. That's the only thing I really have that I've done, and it's on Grok, and we talked. I did an interview with Grok because a lot of people ask AI questions, and it was pretty good. So you had to go to Beacon. I think our handle is at Beacon333. Yeah, Beacon. Let me zoom that in if I can. The word Beacon, you can see on the screen, the spelling 3 and the number 33. And that's how you can see, what my interview was. And it's pretty good. And then, as we said before, I talk about Cashmere, inspiration that speaks truth that transforms. That's our theme for Cashmere TV. And, that's what I have. What else you have? I'm going to look for something.
I thought this was kind of funny. Hurry up. There we go. So, so here the necklace felt her power and said, I'm out.
What happened?
Necklace felt her power and said, I'm out.
Oh, Lord.
I thought that was cute.
I'm punching out. But she kept going, though.
She said, if that, hold on.
The necklace, like, I'm done. Too much energy here. I can't take that.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
It was like, I'm done. Let me see if I have any that I screen grabbed. That's not political.
Oh, I got one for political, but it's funny. It's political, but it's funny. It might be
like, I actually watched that one.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a little long, but okay. We can start right here then.
All right. Bring it out here.
She started cooking and the news came on. And President Trump said, if they
okay, I got to break it up some.
Your face, he said, because grandmama, I was watching TV with my mama. She got up and she started cooking and the news came on.
Oh, okay.
Bring your audio just a little bit on your
iPad. I guess you got to start from the beginning.
My little grandson called me because he got in trouble at school for fighting. So I asked him, I said, why at school? He said, because grandmama, I was watching TV with my mama.
So then what happened was he was watching TV with his mother, and that's how he got the thing. So at the end, they did put at the end what Trump actually did say.
All right, I'm turning your mic back, audio back on.
Okay, hold on, baby. I was trying to find it.
Yeah, I watched that one. That was hilarious.
Okay, here we go. Should I turn it up? I must have passed it.
Yeah, he did say something, and it was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, so he said it in a certain way. He just kind of misinterpreted it, so it was kind of funny.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I can't bring our mixer up without taking down all our screen. but yeah,
okay, he didn't come back.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of the things we find. I gotta, you know, get up on my social media. See here. You must have posted that one.
It was a meme. I thought it was funny.
I think that is a funny meme.
Interesting meme. Which everybody was saying that. So the reporter, what are you doing?
Oh. I'm holding it so you can see.
Oh, I can't see because there's been camera in the way.
Reporter, what do you think about women earning less than men in tennis? Nadal, I don't know. Why do women earn more than men in the fashion world? Anyway, I guess the clock on the wall is telling us something, honey.
Wow, hey man, what happened?
I guess we ran out of time.
Oh, wow.
That was our final remark. Anyway, right. I mean, something happened, but we got to go.
See ya.
See ya. I'm Darnell.
I'm Angela.
Thanks for watching Garrett's House. See y'all next week.
Wow.
To empty, but grace filled the space, held on to hope in the hardest place. Been through the fire, but never got burned. His trial just showed.
we trust your name.